This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, I want to help you head out with God's perspective on your life as we take a little time with God together. You know, when you put God first in your life, one of the best ways to do that is to put Him first in your day as well. For me, when I first wake up, I'm worthless, I'm useless. I have to take a shower before anything else. I get out of bed, I head straight for the shower, and in the shower I start to wake up. And while I'm in the shower, I start talking to God. And when I get out of the shower, then, and I start my day, one of the first things in my day is to open my Bible and just have a listening heart for what God might have to say to me. And I want to help you start your day that way as well. We're talking this week about rekindling our spiritual fire. And I want to take you to a few verses in the book of Revelation, right at the end of the Bible, where the Apostle John is receiving some messages from Jesus Christ to various churches. And he writes this one church and says this: "The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this," and this is Jesus speaking, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, and have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I'm standing at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me." Quite a challenging message from Jesus to this church, isn't it? And I wonder if it's a message to your heart as well. As he says to them, you're neither cold nor hot. You're not an atheist who's dead set against me and wanting to root God out of all public life. You're not against me. You're not cold. But you're not hot either. You're not putting me first in your life. You're not building your life around your relationship with me. You're not looking for ways to work with me and my purposes in this world. You want to soothe your conscience. You want to do enough church to do that. But you don't want to really build your life around me. You're not hot. You're just lukewarm. You take the name Christian, but you don't live like a person who follows Christ. And he says, because of that, it's a bad taste in my mouth. I want to spit you out. And literally the translation is to vomit you out. That's how disgusting it is to him that you would take his name and not really live for him. And he says, I want to challenge you. Come to me, and I'll give you everything you need to make your life hot, to make it the way it ought to be. Those whom I love, I reprove. He says, this is why I'm talking to you, not to make you feel guilty, but to help you change your life, to make it what it ought to be. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I'm standing at the door knocking. He says, you're a Christian, but you're lukewarm, and I'm standing there at the door of your life. I'm wanting to come in and fill your life. Won't you let me in? Put me at the center of your life. Then I'll dine with you. There'll be this awesome fellowship between you and me. And isn't that what you want in your relationship with Jesus? Rekindle your spiritual fire. Put God back at first place in your life. You will never be sorry you did so. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.